Good evening, everyone. How are we all doing? Are we doing okay upstairs? Are you still with us? A few of you were getting the bops, a bit confused with the shoes there, but I thought you did pretty well. Boys, how are we doing here at the front? Are we doing okay? You're singing really well. You're doing really well. What about the older lads at the back? Still here? Nudge your neighbour there if they're looking a bit sleepy. It's really good to be with you tonight. I'm going to share for a few minutes just about the story that was really read for us so well earlier on. Hands up, boys, if you like this sport. Hands up if this is your favourite sport. If you love playing football, I come in the Thursday night and love coming into the halls and seeing football being played. It's usually pretty competitive, especially with the older boys. I want to tell you a story of a time I played football at BB. Is that okay? Now, I probably wasn't as good as you. But my BB team that I played for, I was 16 years old, and our BB football team made it through to the finals of all of Northern Ireland. And we were really excited to be playing in the finals of all of Northern Ireland. We showed up, and we had our kit on, and we're getting excited. And I played along with a bunch of guys who were a little bit older than me, and one of the guys was called Tommy. And Tommy went in for a tackle halfway through the final of our whole competition. And Tommy was a pretty big lad. He was quite a tough lad, a hard lad. He was the guy who went in flying into the tackles all the time. And Tommy went in for this tackle, and he started screaming. Now, I'm not saying just any old scream. He was yelling. And Tommy never yelled or cried because he was a pretty tough lad. He was screaming, and he was in tears. And I thought, something's really wrong here. So I ran over. I was the closest to him, and I ran over to see what was wrong with Tommy. And I'll just show you, well, I can't really show you, but do you know the way, boys, that your knee is usually around here? Okay? Do you know the way your kneecap is usually on your knee? Tommy's wasn't anymore. And his knee was, it just wasn't there anymore. Older, it was some, I don't know, it was halfway down his leg, to be honest, on the right-hand side. Okay, it was just hanging there. And it had been displaced. It had been dislocated. And I took one look at it and turned away because I don't like that type of stuff. And Tommy was screaming in pain. We were playing at a leisure center. And a young girl who was probably the same age as me at the time was working behind the desk of a leisure center. So we sent for help. And she came running out. And she was probably the same as me. She didn't like the look of Tommy's knee either. And she took one look at it. And she went, words that I'll never forget. She went, give me a minute. I'll just run and get a first aid kit. Now, I'm no doctor, okay? I was rubbish at science at school, but I was pretty sure in that moment, listen, dear, what you don't need is a first aid kit. You need to run and call 999. And Tommy needed an ambulance, and the ambulance came and took him off. And a few hours later, he was in cast, and his knee got better, but it took a long time. It took a full-scale operation on his knee to get it sorted out. Tommy had a big problem. And it wasn't going to be sorted out quickly or easily with a little elastoplast, but it needed a full-scale change and transformation. And boys, and older people too, I know that in our lives from time to time, we have problems and issues in our lives too. And sometimes I think what we like to do is try and cover them up really quickly and with really small little sticking plasters. So we think to ourselves, if we get more friends, then that'll solve all our problems. Or if we get all the right grades and achievements in school, then we're going to cover up the problems that we might have. If we get the right image, if we get more likes on our Facebook profile pictures, if we have more nights out, if we have more relationships or friendships, then we're going to cover up our problem. And boys and older people too, it's like going to the doctors and getting with a broken leg and trying to get a little plaster on our knee. The man in our story that we read tonight had a serious problem, even worse than Tommy's knee. In fact, he had a condition in his life that meant that he couldn't walk. He hadn't walked for 38 years, okay? Boys, that's even longer than I've been alive, I promise, okay? 38 years, and he had never even walked. In fact, what we're told is that he tried to get better lots and lots of times. And one of the ways he tried to get better was to go to a pool, go to a bathing pool, a swimming pool, where lots of people went. And he thought that if he could jump into the water at the right time, then his legs would become better again.
That was what he thought because that's what he'd been told by lots of other people. And we pick up the story in John chapter 5, and it's already been read for us, but let me read just a short part of it. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" I can't get well, sir," he said, "for I have no one to put me into the swimming pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." But Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began to walk. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath, so there's some Jewish leaders, and they objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't walk on the Sabbath. You can't work on the Sabbath. The law doesn't allow you to carry that mat." But he replied, "The man who healed me told me to pick up your mat and walk." David, do you want me to change microphone?
No fistling.
Beautiful. So that's the Bible story. And in the Bible story, this man thought that if he could just do the right thing at the right time, then he was going to have the right thing happen to his legs and he would become better again. The man had received some really bad advice. There's bad advice all the time in our world, isn't there? I mean, there's what people say, but there's also some of the signs we read. I mean, if you're driving down that road, what way do you go? That's pretty bad advice, isn't it? This is bad advice. You're told that all your pets have to be on a lead, but you're also told that there's no pets allowed. This is bad advice, okay? This car's half price, which is a bit of a bargain, I think. This is bad advice. What way do you turn? Because apparently you can go right and left and end up in the same place. I don't know how that works. This is very bad spelling for a start, but it says, "This business is guarded by a shotgun 3 nights a week. You guess which 3. One for the older people in the room. No senior citizens discount, unfortunately, in this shop because they say you've had twice as long to get the money. Today's offer is buy any 2 drinks and pay for them both. Men to the left because women are always right, but we don't believe that in the BB. Sure, we don't. No, that's not for tonight. And use toilet rolls. Use toilet rolls, but they're in really good condition. Honest. Okay, really good condition, so they're really cheap. We see bad advice all the time in our world. And boys, let me tell you, in your life, at times, you will also come across bad advice. This lame man had so much bad advice going on in his life. So many people telling him the wrong thing to fix the condition in his life. And he didn't need any of that advice. In fact, he didn't need to even jump into that pool. What he needed was a person to come and make him better. And boys, what I want to share with you tonight is that we have a condition in our lives too. It's not that we can't walk. It's not that we haven't walked for 38 years, but the Bible tells us that we have a condition. And we're told that, and sometimes we think that if we get lots of friends, then we're going to look good. But that doesn't help us with our condition. We think that if we're really popular, then we're going to be happy. That doesn't help us with our condition. We think that if we win lots of trophies or awards, then we'll be significant, but that doesn't help us with our condition. We think that if we even get lots of money or get a good job, then we'll be satisfied, but that doesn't help us with our condition at all. Our condition, we're told in God's word, can't be solved by any of these things. And the Bible tells us perfectly what it says. In fact, Paul diagnoses our condition in the book of Romans chapter 3, and he says this. He says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." So what's our condition? What is your condition? Not that you can't walk, but our condition, boys and older people too, is that we are separated from God. That we are a sinful people by nature. Our condition is that time and time and time again, we choose our way, my way, over God's way. Our condition is that we can't measure up to the standard of God. Our condition is that we have sin in our hearts and we can't put any small little stick and plaster on that condition to make us better. We need something else. So if that's our condition, then what's the solution? What's the solution for the condition of our hearts? It's not found in a practice of jumping in a pool. It's not even found online or in a better job or in a self-help book or in more money. The condition of our hearts is actually found in a person. Boys, I love Sunday school when I was your age, okay? I love going to Sunday school because of one reason. Because I always knew the answer, okay? I'm not being arrogant or cocky when I say that, but I always knew the answer in Sunday school. And so for every question that was asked, I had my hand up straight away, usually because there were sweets offered, okay? And I thought, you know, there's a good chance if I answer this question right and first, I'm going to get some of those sweets. So for whatever question, I knew what the answer was. Who forgives your sins? Jesus! Who loves you? Jesus! Who knows you? Jesus! And for every single, you know the answer too. And for every single question, I had my hand up. Who crossed the Red Sea? Jesus! Well, not quite, Rick, but actually, it kind of was, if you think about it. And so I was trying to help them a little bit. But I, for every question, the answer was Jesus. And I loved it. Pick me, and I'll get some sweets. Pick me, because I know what the answer is. And then I grew up. I grew up. And then that answer didn't seem so right anymore. Jesus didn't become the answer for all of my problems, I thought. And I think, if we're honest in here tonight, that most of us, many of us, probably believe that that is true. Jesus is the answer. But maybe we've just grown up a little bit, or we've forgotten about that. And what we need reminded tonight is that, you know what? I'm one of those people that believe that Jesus is actually the answer to everything in our hearts. Jesus is the answer. He is the hope of the world. He is the answer for the condition in our hearts. And Jesus comes and asks this ridiculous question to the man who hadn't walked for 38 years. And he asks him this, would you like to get well? Well, no thanks. I mean, I'm just sitting here for a while just for the fun of it. Of course I want to get well. Of course, that's why I'm sitting here. And he asks him this question. What a strange question to ask. But the irony tonight is that Jesus comes to all of us who also have a condition and asks us a similar question. Would you like to be better? Would you like to be made well from your condition? Would you want to be made clean? Do you want to be forgiven? And so what's our answer? Because the answer in the story was brilliant for this man. Instantly, he picks up his mat, and he was healed as he walks away. And as he listens to the words of Jesus, as he follows them, and he puts them into practice, he becomes healed in his life. The man didn't need to climb into the water to be better. The man didn't need to recite the Bible before Jesus made him well. The man didn't need to follow any religious practices before he could pick up his mat and start walking. He just needed Jesus. The water wasn't the answer. The pool wasn't the answer. Jesus was the answer. And for you and me in our lives as well, it's the same. For boys, young men, parents and adults too, you don't need to do anything special to deal with the condition of your heart. You don't need to recite the Bible to Jesus before he's going to accept you. You don't need to follow any religious ritual to gain freedom from your sin. You just need Jesus. And so what's your answer? Would you like to be well? Jesus asks you from your condition. What's your answer? What's our response? As I finish, I'm going to share a story about this little man. This is Noah. He's my son, by the way. I don't go around photographing random children. Noah is 18 months, and Noah loves animals. And so because he loves animals so much, we decided to take him to the zoo in the summer. And so we were in Edinburgh on holidays, and we thought we'd take him along to Edinburgh Zoo. We'd heard it was really good, and we were quite excited. We paid the entrance fee, and we had Noah prepared. You're going to go and see the animals today. Now, what I should tell you, at this point in his little life in the summertime, Noah knew two words. The first word was mama, and the second word was dog. Don't know what that says about me, but those were the two words. And so Noah loved just pointing at so we took Noah around the zoo, okay, and he was all very excited to be there. And it started very well because we were in this kind of like wolf, we saw these wolves, and Noah pointed at them and said, dog. And I thought, yeah, close enough, you're really good at this, son. So we took him on to the next part, And we saw some lions and tigers. And Noah pointed at them. And he said, dog. And we went around every single animal in that whole zoo. And he said, dog. He was so excited about it. He was pointing at it. He was going, dog. Even the birds, the snakes, the monkeys. He was like, dog, dog, dog. And that was the only thing he could say. I was just relieved that when we got to the bear enclosure, he did not say mama. Okay? That was a relief to us all. But he got there and he said dog for everything. For Noah, in that situation, the answer was always the same. Every single thing that he saw, even random people, which was socially awkward, he was pointing at them and saying dog. The answer was always the same. And boys, I want to tell you this. That in your life, no matter what situation you come up against, no matter what position you find yourself in, no matter whether you have kind of lived your whole life through the Boys Brigade in church or whether you haven't, I want to remind you or emphasize to you tonight that the answer is always the same. The answer for your life isn't found in success or friends or popularity or money. The answer is found in a person. And his name is Jesus. So as I finish tonight, adults, parents, boys too, for every condition, the answer is Jesus. For the problem of sin in our lives, my life and yours, the answer is Jesus. For your life, he is the answer. Would you like to be made well? He asks.